סימן קוף חף חס, סף חף גימל. שואה שכאן הם מבורכים הום, לא יביטו בו יסיחו דייטו, they shouldn't be distracted, therefore they shouldn't look outwards at other things, אלא יהיו עיניהם כלפי מעלה, they should be looking up, כמו שעומד בתפילה, like a person who's עומד בתפילה. Fine. The people which are listening should be focusing on the bracha. You should be facing towards the kahanim, but you staklu v'hem. But they don't look at the kahanim. They don't look at the kahanim either in their face or in their there's even though they're facing them, they're not looking at them. Hagobagam kahanim lo yistaklu b'yadayim. The kahanim should not look at their hands either. And therefore, Alkein Nogu L'Shal Shal Talos Apaneim. The meaning is that the Kohanim put the talus over their face, and Videyim Chutz Talos. They put their hands out. So for the Kohanim, will not be looking at their hands because their face is inside and their hands are out. They can't see their hands. B'Yesh Mekam Shenogu Shiyadeim B'Fnim Min Talos. Some have a minute they put the hands inside the talus, which I think is what more prevalent nowadays. So you start with Ombaham this way, that the arm may not looking at the hands of the Kahanim.
So if you know for a fact that the Kahanim are their faces and their hands are completely covered by a talus, are you allowed to look?
Yes and no. Because the issue over here really is a Hesech Hadas issue. You're supposed to be focusing on the words that they're saying. So while you're very curious to see what's happening with their hands, that's exactly that. It's also that's a Hesech Hadas already. The issue over here is not so much because of the Ishijibi stuff about the Kedusha on the screen on the hands.
Yeah, that doesn't apply today, right?
Right. So the issue over here is that there's a Zechel Mikdash, and the Mikdash they weren't allowed to look, but the same Mishnah Berurah will mention, but the main issue over here is Hesech Hadas.
The time of the Mikdash, did they cover the hands? Not
I'm not sure they did in the time of Mikdash, but in the Mikdash there was an issue. There was an issue in the Mikdash of Shechinah Shara, so therefore the Seichel Mikdash, we you're not supposed to look. Mishaburach peches k'mashem b'tfila shrei mispalam shivarach Hashem mispalach hisrael. It's a form of tefila. That's why it's in Shmon Esrei and etc. You know all of these elements because it makes sense. It is part of the tefila. So now the first step is that the kahanim should not. So this is going on. The people are facing towards the kahanim. But you talk to them; they shouldn't be looking at them. They're not looking at the kahanim's faces, nor the kahanim's hands. So the main reason over here is because of they're supposed to be focusing on the words of the bracha, and not looking at anything else. Fine. So obviously they can't be looking somewhere else. The issue is the main, you're staring at something else. So the Mishnah Berurah is the lashon of difference. The histaklus and re'ir is that you see something, you're looking at something, you're staring at something. So histaklus, you notice something, you start staring at it, that's hesech adas. You're just looking, so mikra then that's not a ma'akev. The davk of Isman Hamikdash, or Hoyum of Orchim, Beshem of Orish, or Shkina Hoyus Sharayadeim, Hoyos of Philip Reaksas. And the Isman Hamikdash Reaksas was Usser, because you can't look at the Shkina at all. Bashankim Isman is that.
So is he implying that at the time of the Bracha, their hands looked different?
The time of the Mikdash, you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What was that question?
Is Mishnah Berurah implying that at the time of the Mikdash that when the Kohanim were being lowered to the Am, that their hands looked different?
Oh.
What do you mean look different?
Well, it's the Shekhinah Shara, so, and they shouldn't look because of the Shekhinah Shara, so.
No.
Yeah. Did they look different? And before the Bracha and after the Bracha, they could look at the hands of the Kohanim?
Well, that's when the Shekhinah came down on the hands.
Right, so I'm saying, did the hands look different?
That's like saying, can you see Kedusha? Can you see Kedusha in somebody's face?
That's hard to say. You weren't allowed to look. How do you know? How would you ever know if you're not allowed to look?
I'm not saying that he's saying the hands are different, just there was some element, the re'iyah, you would be kilo a person looking at the shechina, which would be also.
If you're sensitive to kedusha, it can do things to you.
Good or bad. Nowadays, Re'iya is mutter, only histaklus is asur, but we're noig. So histaklus is a problem. Mikra din, you can't be. You're not supposed to be misiyah das on the bracha. But Re'iya is not a. It's only al tzaminig. We're noig zechel mikdash not to be mabit. The kanim should not be looking at their hands either. Therefore, the kahanim's minig is that the kahanim would actually put their hands outside of the talus. So the mishavura minig zay yosher nochen sari aluf kenogu minig zay yosher nochen. The Eliyahu and the Gra actually prefer that minig where the kahanim's hands are outside of the talus, and the kahanim's faces are covered. So the pashas, because the ikur din of hesed hadas is on the kahanim who are giving the bracha. So we need them to be focused. They shouldn't be looking at their hands.
But if their hands are in the talus, but the talus is sort of folded, I mean, it's possible.
Theoretically, you'd have to play around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right?
Do kahanim keep their eyes open or closed when they do it?
I think there's no halacha that they have to close their eyes.
But they could.
I mean, they could
get around that problem.
Right. But we're afraid that the nature is, sometimes you won't look to see whether, you know, so Mela, you open your eyes, so the answer is cover your face. Yedeim chusatalis.
But Dr. Moshe, the feet don't have to be together?
No.
I
don't think so. Okay, so their hands outside of the talus. And now, so what about everybody else? So Dr. Moshe, people cover their face. So that's how they would cover that.
And that would apply even if the kohanim place where the kohanim cover their hands.
so that's why nowadays when the kohanim cover their hands, really it's like, why are we covering our face? It's that minig started because the minig was the kohanim would have their hands out. They became the minig to cover the yisraelim would cover their faces.
So if somebody's not wearing a talus, it doesn't wear a talus, just should, but they're supposed to be klapi the kohanim, it should be looking down.
It's looking down, yeah.
Close your eyes, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
What should be klapi the kohanim? It should be
the arm is supposed to be facing the kohanim.
Right. Okay. Sif Chav Dalet. Am Shacharei Kahanim Enim Mechal Bracha. The people which are behind the Kahanim are not included in the Bracha. Abba Melifneyem, the ones who are in front of the Kahanim. Ubetzideyem, and those which are on the side of the Kahanim. Mishnah Berurah will talk about the side of them, mean all the way to the side, or means to the side in front. Okay. The fact that even if there be some type of separation, if they're in front of the kohanim, they're included. Now, those are behind the kohanim, if they don't have an option, people out in the fields, which are not possible for them to come in to get the bracha, even though they're, as it were, behind the kohanim, they're situated in a field which is far away from the shul, but behind where direction of the kohanim are facing. Heim bechlal bracha. They are included in the bracha. Okay. Zatim yishavur sadi gimel. Am shacharei kohanim. Hanu afilo enam acharei mamish. Even if they're not exactly totally behind the kohanim. Elo meshuchim etzadim. They're moved over to the side. So since they're talking about to the side, but they're still behind. Even though there's no separation between them and the kahanim, but if they're behind where the kahanim are, even if they're off to the sides, they're not included. So they have to be facing the kahanim. So here they're facing the back of the kahanim. Let's say they're in front of them or off to the side. Pirish. Not only are the ones which are in front and to the side included. Pshita the bechal bracha, hey, they're for sure included in the bracha. Elafilo neged study hakahanim mamish. Their mamish off, totally off to the side. Filhachi bechal bracha, hey, they're included in. The stodim shalachar kavar except the denim bechal bracha, but stodim which are behind, not are not included. Okay. Okay. Now, in that situation, they should turn the case all the way off to the side. They should really turn to face where the kahanim are. So they would have to turn facing north or south, depending on where, you know, what side of the shul they're in. Now, the people which are to the tzadim mamish. Okay. Now. The people who daven by the Mizrach Vant, the Aron Kodesh Berlit Ksas, the basic Knesses, the Aron Kodesh juts out into the Shul, and the Duchen with the Kanim stand in front of the Aron Kodesh, therefore, is a little bit into the, you know, further into the Shul than where they stand by the Mizrach Vant.
Wait a minute. They're still, but they're not behind the Kanim. It's just that there's something in between, but we just said that...
No. So saying, let's say, picture this is the shul. They're davening here. Aron Kodesh sticks out, so the Kohanim are standing here.
Oh, so they are behind.
So now they're behind the Kohanim.
Okay, they are. Okay, right. So that's said, I feel a little...
Right.
You know,
so that's what gives the example. The Aron Kodesh is boiled excess. It extends out.
That's very standard.
The basic Knesset. So Kohanim and the Kohanim stand in front of the Aron.
Shuls look like that.
Right, so now, Enam Achal Abrocha, they're not going to include in the Brocha because they're behind the Kohanim.
Why dafka? Because of that. If they're behind them, it doesn't matter whether there's anything in the middle anyway.
But he's not discussing middle. He's just saying that the nature of where the kohanim stand is telling the Aron Kodesh. So since the Aron Kodesh shuts out...
So he's giving like landmarks. In other words, you should know. If you're
no, saying, let's say this is the wall and you have a recessed Aron.
Mm-hmm.
So kohanim stand here and you're in the middle, you stand here.
You're fine.
Right. The problem is since the Aron Kodesh shuts out,
mm-hmm.
the kohanim stand here.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're behind.
He's warning because... I mean, the truth is, he already told us that if you're behind, he's saying, don't think that this is not behind you.
Well, he's going to respond with a bach. Mm-hmm. A bach helitz badom. The bach comes to try to justify them. The why? The actual shekol echad kainam mokim bebeisek nesses. Everybody buys a seat. Cheshuvim kanus, and the bach says that they have it in like an onus. This is their seat. So then yochel leluk litcher says chaber lemimakayim. They can't move to somebody else's seat. You know, you had shuls which are full. Everybody had an assigned seat. They bought it. And mm-hmm. So therefore, they have a dinam onus. The onus is allowed to stay where he is. But the Mishabura says, however, that the truth is that's not, that response is not really sufficient. They can, there's an empty spot somewhere, or they can go up the bima, which nobody just has an assigned seat on the bima for a few minutes. The minute or two, you'll stand on the bima.
That's interesting.
Nobody gets assigned seats on the west, on the Maravant, so go stand by the Maravant for now, you know. Can't go somewhere. So therefore the justification of the Bach, he's saying is not sufficient. It doesn't suffice to allow what they're doing, and really they should move away.
Seems like it would depend on the shul and how packed it is.
Sufficient,
I mean, you're not supposed to be pushing people around just to
do what?
Seems
theoretically, I think that would probably be true. If
people understand that they want to, that yeah, everyone wants the blessing when they're going. I mean,
yeah,
you have to have some tolerance for that. I mean,
that's true. That's true. But
you push a little bit. I mean, you move.
I understand. The concept though here is that a person's anus is different. So the Am Shabbosados, or somebody who's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, is although I know there's a machlokas there as to whether he should move, but in the middle of Shemona Esrei, but the idea is that he would like the bracha, whereas somebody who's there dafka and could move and doesn't move.
Correct.
It's like he's not accepted.
Right, Mr. Said
it's not because that's the magic thing. The bracha truly is going everywhere.
Right.
That's
the
going behind.
Let's say that's not Shemurah. Let's okay.
And basically, if the guy has a seat on the Mizrachan, probably he paid good money for that. And you're saying it's not just a one shot deal. It's like every time that Kohen dukens, he's not going to get a bracha. I mean, it's not. It's always. Pretty strong to say that this guy's not entitled to bracha because he spent all that more money for the shul and bought a nice seat.
I understand. No, my point is that if somebody's an anus, if he's crippled or if he's in the Shemona Esrei, so that doesn't mean he doesn't get the bracha.
Yeah,
it's not that physically or spiritually the bracha isn't available.
Okay, let's see. Tell you, Bob. So the anus, but a person is an anus. The example he gave is Amish Basadis. But the person is not an onus. He's not even he's in the shul, which is much better than out in the field. Al shehei machri kahanim, but they are behind the kahanim. Enim b'chal bracha. Then they're not included in the bracha. Why is that? The marim ba'atzma m'sheina bracha chaviva lehem. It means aloy holchul lekabel bracha panim al panim. So in other words, let's rephrase. The Mishabur is telling us that the truth is panim al panim is not ma'akev in the bracha. You recover the bracha even if it's not panim al panim. The kohanim have a mitzvah to face Klal Yisrael and give the bracha, but once they do, they're giving the bracha to everybody in Klal Yisrael, not limited to people which are standing panim al panim. So the person should accept the bracha being somewhere else, no problem. So then we have to stand all the way around. So why, if the person is behind the kohanim, is he not b'chal bracha? The answer is that if the person has an option to stand panim al panim and be recover the bracha, which is faced towards them, and doesn't choose to do so, he is saying he doesn't want the bracha, then he doesn't get the bracha. So any situation where the person can't move, the person is an onus, so he's not indicating by his lack of movement that he is not uninterested in the bracha, then he will get the bracha. Right. That's the Mishnah Berurah's understanding.
Is it going to discuss when the Kohen moves his hands back and forth?
We discussed it before that there's
certain words,
right? So even that they don't fully turn to the side or they shouldn't turn towards the back.
Who?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sif Chokay. Knesset Shekula Kahanim. Okay, so you have a shul which is all Kahanim. I had a chavrusa from Tunisia, and he told me that in the island of Jerba, you know, there were shuls that were kula kahanim. All the families were kahanim.
So the whole shul was kahanim.
Yeah.
So who got? Who got Levi?
So that we'll get to the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah.
I can't contain my curiosity.
So it's other around. Let's say you have a shul which is all kahanim, and there's one Levi. The Levi gets the first liyah.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
that's fascinating.
Okay, so...
I think I was just feel like that just to see.
Okay, but well, once you go there, you blow it.
Because I'm a Yisrael, so I
think Yisrael also thinks a lot like that.
Yisrael gets the first one?
Yeah, I think
Whoa,
so.
That would be cool.
Okay. So basically, it's a kula kahanim, main shemela asorah. So let's say that right now, by this minute, there's only 10 people. So kulam arla meduchen. So they all go up to duchen because... really, the truth is 9 go up because the shots doesn't go up. The mimim vorkim lachem shebesodis, and they're giving the bracha to the people out in the fields. Mino achareim amen. Hanoshim mataf. Who will respond and accept the bracha? The women and children. However, v'meisham yosim me'asora. If there's more than 10, yaserim. So what is preferred is we keep a minion to respond, a tzibur accepting the bracha. And the any kind of more than 10, they'll draw a lot. So who is...
That's interesting. So
who's decided he's the more than 10?
If there's one, if there are 11 people, then...
You'll have one kayan duchen, right?
One minute, say that again?
Well, Mr. Mervasan...
So you're gonna have one person... you're going to have 10 people not go up to Duchen.
In what situation is this?
There's more than 10 Kahanim. There's ten, only Kahanim is more than 10 people there. More than 10 men there.
There's more than 10 men and 10 of them are Kahanim?
No, all of them are Kahanim.
There's more than 10 Kahanim in the shul?
Right.
Okay. And that's all there is?
Right. So now, in that situation, we say we keep 10 not duchen, and there they're going to act as the tzibur to accept the bracha. And then the people, more than whoever the amount, more than 10, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever the number is, will go up to duchen.
So they take turns.
And they take turns, I imagine.
Yeah. So it's interesting because you have exactly a minyan. So all 9 besides the shliach tzibur are duchening, and if one more kohen comes in, then only one's up there.
Right. That's a good riddle.
How does it work with women in the bracha? Do they get a bracha? How does it work with them?
It sounds like it.
So then, what's the problem then? It could be that the kohanim are men, and they're making a bracha for the women and children.
Yeah, let's go. Let's see. Simshibur, you're saying good. Okay. So Tali Zayin. So all 10 go up to duchen. Hanu levad shmishir tzibur. That's not including the Sheikh Tzibur. We said the only time the Sheikh Tzibur duchens is he's the only kohen, and he's muftach that he can go back. So nowadays we're muftach because we have the sitter, but there are other kohanim here. I mean, that was the case, right? Shavchu kohen harekamalam the el basif chav the Sheikh Tzibur kohen miyesham kohanim akher. Well, he says kapov avshu muftach lachshol the tefilos. You know, he's confident that he can go back to his tefilah. He should not be nosek kapayim. He'll be the makar. We said it's preferred that the Yisrael should be the makar, but if there's no Yisrael available, the kohen will be the makar. So who are they? So in that situation, where there's 10, only 10, and all go up to duchen, so who are they bringing the bracha to? To the Am Shebesaris, Lachem Shebesaris. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzadiches. In the next scenario, he gives. Who answers the main? He says the Noshim Bataf. So why do you say you're giving a bracha to the Noshim Bataf? Right? He says the bracha is going on to the Achim Shabbos. Who answers the main? The women and children. So just say the bracha for the women and children also, right? You know. So the Mishabura, the Achim Shabbos, will come on the Noshim Bataf. We didn't say that the bracha goes on the Noshim Bataf. Why? The Chashivi the bracha luchudayu, elagam heim bechala bracha. The pshat is that the bracha was given to the tzibur of Klai Yisrael, which was represented by men, so that the bracha should be going on just the women and the Noshim Atav. That would not be, we would not do bracha for that purpose. Where answers the bracha is going on all of Klai Yisrael, the men included. But who answers a main is the Noshim Atav. A Noshim Atav, Sarites, will answer a main, Rasul Omer. Im Yashim Shom, if there's women and children, they will answer. Im Yashim Shom. They said there's no women and children there, so what? Now what happens? No, Gam Kenos the Kapayim. We still didn't see his Kapayim. Then he is Amen. Ena Ma'akib is a bracha. Even though there's a mile of there should be a main, that's an act of Kabbalah, so bracha. But it's not Ma'akib, so if we don't have an option, we don't have an option.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov, so the stomach, there isn't people out in the field? I mean, there may be people who are.
No, that is, I mean, right. Well, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch wasn't saying that for Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch was saying having Tochen every day.
I understand.
Okay.
But I'm asking, though, you know, Lisa, in that situation, there's going to be somebody in the. We're talking whether there's somebody in the community.
Somebody out, right.
Somebody there.
Right.
Chances are good there's somebody.
Who couldn't make it to Shul for whatever reason.
Or what about another Shul? This shul has all calling in, but the shul next door is.
Okay, so if they don't have any kahanim at all, right, they should probably do a better job of apportioning their kahanim. But yes, that would be the same thing, right? Now, let's say there's more than 10 kahanim, so then what do? We keep 10 kahanim grounded, and they act as the tzibur and accept the bracha. So why do we do that? There's a mitzvah, Atam. The kibin, the yesha sora gedolim, shiach lulanos amen ala bracha. To have the tzibur, even though men is not ma'akev, but the main being the act of accepting the bracha, we would like the tzibur to accept the bracha. And there's a tzibur here of 10 people which can accept the bracha, so we want the tzibur to accept the bracha. The Bir Halacha says that in this situation, he thinks that the chazan would answer main as well, because if there's 11, one of them is the Sheikh Tzibur. 9 are remaining behind, and 1 is Duchening. So the goal was there to have 10 people answering a main. You still only have 9. So it must be that we're allowing the Sheikh Tzibur to answer main in that situation, even though we said before that he doesn't. But we're going to allow him. in conjunction with the fact that he feels betuach that he can be able to continue without getting distracted, getting confused.
What about Shemeka Ona, though? I mean, isn't that just as good? He's there anyway.
Is Shemeka Ona just as good as the actual Deber? That's quite a complicated question.
Listen to the last
Yamirun that I gave on that one. Okay.
What? 11
11 Kohanim, yeah. There's 11 men in the Kohanim, that's all there is. Okay. Vasar Arnon Amein. The 10 will answer afterwards Amein. That will have the Kaim alone, the Eel Basifal. And see, it's combined with Vasar Kohanim and Aminion. So why are we mocking about 10 people responding? We had before, if you have exactly 10 people, Yuduchen, even though the Kohanim are part of the 10, which means you don't have 10 people answering, you might have 8 people answering, you know, you have 2 Kohanim, you have 8 people answering and 2 saying. So we see that the 10 people answering is not required. So why are we here? We're requiring 10 people answering. Over there, it's okay. So the Ikar the Birchas Kanim al Yisrael Nemra. So the Ikar the Birchas Kanim is set on Yisrael, and there were the Yisraelim there. So therefore, Chashivi Afilu B'Pachas Misra. That's considered significant, even though there's less than 10 men responding. Afilu Yesham Rak Yisrael Echod. Kulum Arlam Aduchim Mevarchim Yisrael Zeh. Yisrael gets all the brachas. But Mashenkin Bedinda Nidan over here, the situation we're discussing over here, Shekulim Kanim are all Kohanim. So the Cheshiva Levorcha Mechudayo Elam Ken Yesha Sarah Shikablo Bracha Bianome. So this idea that we're going to give a bracha to Kohanim requires that you have a tzibur of 10, all of them answering Ome. Okay, that's the interesting mahalach over here that he says. Let's see. Let's do one more. Sif Chav Vav. B'shoah Shem Avarchim. Yes, sir.
One person with Dachan.
And that's an error. Only person with Dachan.
They're all calling it.
So that, do the Kohanim get the benefit of the
Brooklyn
too?
If they're Israel.
Too? You probably talked about this.
And anybody
only
else.
Kohanim and only
the Kohanim get the bracha. Well, Rashi says Chumash, that the Pshat, they get it in response because they gave the bracha the question, so they get a bracha.
Uh-huh.
But they're not. They weren't. The Ikar Din of the Birchas Kohanim, which was given, was to give a bracha to the Yisraelim,
right.
And the Kohanim, by doing so, will get a bracha for their act of giving bracha. Uh-huh. Here we're asking them to accept the bracha. Not, you know, it's just, that's not their role.
Right.
So, but if you have a tzibur of 10 people, they're asking, Amen. So they that represents Klal Yisrael, like any minion of 10 people represents Klal Yisrael. So that, you know, that they're sort of representing the Yisrael. So for that, you need 10 people answering Amen. The point over here is you should be listening and focusing on the bracha. You shouldn't be reading the psukim. Okay. But when the kohanim sing, you're allowed to say psukim. She's bar leib b'simon and zayin and baruchu. The same with baruchu. You know, I can't say that I've experienced this, but you have that paragraph on the side of some siddurim. It says Yisburach, Yishtabach, Yisburach. When do you say that? So she reported out when the chazan is saying Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavarach, you cannot read that. But if they're being marach benigun, so while the shleitzibur that situation is being marach benigun, you can read that paragraph. So the same thing over here, while the kohanim are singing, so you can read the paragraph. You can read the psukim. But the truth is, it's preferable not to say them at all. Okay, let's see. That's Mishnah Berurah. You shouldn't say any psukim. Kuf beis. I mean, you're getting a bracha and you're not listening. It's a funny thing. It shows like you're not really interested in the bracha. Okay. Now, Shlomo Omram. The minhag is it's better not to say them. So we have these siddurim which have psukim in them. You know, machzorim, they have psukim in them for each one of the words of Yerechacha. There's a pasuk which starts with the word Yerechacha, etc. So what about that? Because when Rambam tells the Omrim Yomer Shosha Shiatzibur Makra Lifnei Kanim, you could say it while the shatz is being makra, not while the kanim are responding. He doesn't like that either, because he's still going to get distracted, because either the Kahanim won't hear the Makra, because everybody's busy saying the Pasuk, or the Yisrael will not finish in time or forget to finish in time, etc. And he'll be distracted from listening to the Bracha. But the Grosh is not to say those Pasukim. You shouldn't say them loud. Okay, because that's definitely going to be, you're going to drown out either the Kadam saying Dukhaning or the Makr being Makr to the Kohen. Everybody's saying the Pesukim out loud. Now,
what does he mean by that?
So like this, he said, some people, what they do is the chazan would be makar yibrechacha, and then the Yisrael would say yibrechacha, and then read the pasuk Hashem, and then read a pasuk. So we'd like repeat the word. So that there's no source for repeating the word. There is a minhag to say those pesukim. Some people have that minhag. The Mishnah Berurah is discouraging it. But if you are saying a devil, you should not be saying it when the Shah that the Kahanim are duchening.
Okay.